And who are they looking to as a model? Mom and dad. And if mom and dad are sitting on the couch, eating chips and Slurpees, what are they going to be doing? The same thing. Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus on business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. Now, let's get to it. Are you ready to start investing in real estate today but don't know where to start? Sometimes investing can seem way too complicated, but it actually couldn't be any easier than with homeinvest.com. You know the co-founder and my friend Nate Armstrong. He appeared on episode 20, and if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, episode number 20. Home Invest is a company that allows you to invest in turnkey real estate. Their goal is to build powerful investment tools that make real estate investing accessible to everyone. They have contractors and property managers available for you with the click of your mouse. While other real estate agents can only offer a property, Home Invest brings you a full turnkey package that allows you to diversify your investments, earn passive income, and start building equity in properties. Their simple, intuitive design allows newcomers and experienced investors alike to hit the ground running and to be able to choose the properties when they want and where they want. View easy-to-understand charts and data to allow you to buy in only a few clicks or just a simple phone call. With Home Invest, you'll be building your portfolio as quickly or as slowly as you would like. And right now, Home Invest is giving our listeners, Pillar of Wealth Creation listeners, a free course on how to finally win in real estate investing. So go to homeinvest.com/pillars. That's homeinvest.com/pillars. To claim your free course today. Welcome back to another Hump Day Hustle. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. With me, as always, is John Stiles with Bridge Realty. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Todd. Happy to be here with you. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. Just got back from some camping with the family. So that was a lot of fun. Although it was crazy. I can put up with a lot of bugs. This I could not put up with. I hate horse flies and deer flies because they just follow you around. They're so annoying. We were on a trail hiking. We love doing a lot of hiking, and so we went hiking up to this fire tower and hiked up the fire tower with the kids and got down, and then we were gonna go on like a 5-6 mile hike. So we started hiking and we got in this trail and we got like carried away by these flies. It was unreal. Usually the leader has the most amount of flies. So I'm the guy always in the lead because I'll take it for the family. In this case, they were relentless. I looked back and my daughter is the next person behind me, and I bet she had 50 flies buzzing around her head. It was unreal. And they're biting us. And so we got maybe a quarter mile into this, maybe at the most a quarter mile in. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. Let's turn around. And everybody's like, thank you so much. They're so happy that we turned around because, I was leading the way. And they all just kind of go with it. So we turned around and get out of there. But the whole weekend was very bug infested weekend. So it was all right though. I mean, we did other things. We had our canoe with, so we were out on the lake. So it wasn't bad on the lake. There was a couple little black flies there that were biting us here and there, but it wasn't too bad. So and then went to the beach or did some other stuff like that. So. Just couldn't do the hiking through the woods. It was really all we couldn't do. We went for a little hike on Saturday after we got carried away with the flies. Went to a different spot, went on a little hike. And that was like manageable if you weren't standing still. Then the second you started standing still, it was like on top of you, biting you. So yeah. I think the kids and wife are happy that we're no longer in the woods.
Right. It's good to get out there, but then it's good to be back, huh?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm usually pretty all right with it, but this was brutal. It was a challenge for sure. So that was all right. And then continuing doing this raise, basically this week and next week are my last 2 weeks. I'll be doing the raise and with the score offering. So it's going pretty well.
And that's live on the website.
Yeah, so that's on the website. I'll have to link that. I think I said I was going to do that last week, but I'll have to make sure we link that here so people can see it. Yeah, put it on that way people can look at it. Of course, they can always send an email, and I'll put that on there too, todd@venturedproperties.com. They can shoot us an email too, and we can get them information if they want to look at it. Whether they want to invest or maybe just even look at it. I think it's great. Some of these crowdfunding sites, you can see a lot of information. And I think that's cool. Like if you go to CrowdStreet and really any of them, Fundrise, whatever. Now, some of them, because you're not an accredited investor, if you're not an accredited investor, you have limited access. So you might not be able to see it. In our case, you don't have to be an accredited investor, so you can actually look at it. So whether you want to invest in it or just say, oh, I wonder what other companies are doing, I want to see some documents, you can actually come in and just look at it and kind of see what we're doing. Now, it's not all-inclusive because there's other stuff that we send our investor list, but at least it gives you an idea of just kind of what companies are doing. So
yeah. Well, that's really beneficial, and I appreciate that you're putting that out there. Because like you said in a previous episode, you probably didn't need to do this through the crowdfunding platform.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's out there, you know, helps people like myself, who I'm kind of like a visual learner, and I want to understand what the process is before I do it myself. So, seeing somebody else's documents is helpful, I think.
Yeah, seeing the documents, and the video is not up right now. I got to talk to the web host and see if we can get the video up. But I did a webinar and all that kind of stuff. So it just gives you an idea. It, like I said, even if you're not going to invest in it, if you want to learn more about it, maybe you're going to do it in the future. Or maybe you're going to invest in somebody's deal in the future. It's just nice to see, what other people are doing, and that way you get an idea. And that way, it's just like when you're looking for a new car, right? Or a new house. Typically, you're not going to buy the very first one you see. You're going to go and shop around, and until you see a few, you don't really know what a good deal is. If you're looking for a bargain, you're going to see 20, 30 cars, and then you're going to go, boom. That's the one, because it's listed $2,000 under market value. Yeah. Same thing in the real estate. If you're looking at syndications, you do want to invest or you want to do it yourself, and you can look at several deals, then boom, okay, that's a deal. And that's why I tell people to go on to LoopNet. Go on to LoopNet. A lot of people write LoopNet off. I think LoopNet's a great resource because, will you find a dealer? Probably not, maybe, but probably not. But what's LoopNet really good for? LoopNet's really good for looking at deals and analyzing until your face turns blue. And then you know what a good deal is. When you look at all these deals on LoopNet, you see them over and over and over again, you're analyzing it, and all of a sudden you get some other deal that's maybe an off-market deal or whatever, and go, bam, there's my deal. I'm going to write on that one. So just by seeing things over and over, it's really helpful.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, anything with you going on, John?
just staying busy this summer with projects at home and with work and all these different things. My head's spinning a little bit, but just trying to clear things out that don't need to be there, and just focus, you know, one thing after the other. So I know that's kind of vague, but that's what it feels like right now.
Well, that's good, because that's kind of what we're going to talk about today, actually, because I think we all get really busy. We all do a lot of stuff. And whether you're working and trying to, you know, be an entrepreneur on the side, or whether you're an entrepreneur and just trying to continue to grow, anytime your head's going to spin at any time, you know. So we have to figure out, you know, how do we balance that? And so today we're going to be talking about kind of health and mind hacking a little bit. And how do we do that? And the reason I thought of this is, I'm no expert, by the way. And I thought that's kind of valuable to me, because I hear it from, you know, the self-proclaimed experts, whether they are really experts or not. Sometimes you don't know, but you hear people talking, you know, about health and about mind, and they, it's like, okay, these guys got it all together. But I think from you and I, at least I don't have it all together. You know, I struggle with my health. I struggle with doing some things to improve my mind as well. So I think it's valuable to kind of talk about some of the things that maybe we do and we struggle with, you know, to get us there. So.
Yeah, definitely. I'll join that club of not having everything together.
Yes. So for me, I've been trying to eat healthy and exercise consistently, and that's been very challenging. I've never ate that healthy. I can admit that. Like, because I used to run. I mean, like, I would put in 70 miles a week type of running. Sometimes even, you know, more. And I ran competitively. I ran competitively in college. I was never an amazing runner or anything, but I was good enough to be able to run in college and just stay active, you know. And it didn't matter what I ate and drank and, you know, anything like that, because I could put anything in my body and I'd burn it right off. I had 5% body fat, you know. Well, now it's different. Now I got kids, I got a family, I've got a business, I got a lot of things going on. And so it's really easy to not exercise for several days or for several weeks, and just kind of get it out of your mind. And it's very hard to get back in the groove, at least for me. So unless I'm consistent at it, it falls off the map. And then same thing with eating. For me, if I'm not exercising, then I'm eating poorly. And if I'm exercising, I'm eating better. So talk about the double whammy, right? If you're not exercising and you're eating poorly, what's going to happen? Well, really quickly, you're going to start seeing a little bit of extra weight down there. And so that's what I've been struggling with, is how do I consistently make sure I'm working out? And then on top of that, how do I consistently eat healthy? And then with that, I also want to make sure I'm strengthening my mind muscle as well. And so I want to make sure that I'm consistently reading and learning. So those have been challenges for me that I've been working on. And I've talked before about putting stuff in your calendar. I think that helps a lot. For me, it's way easier if I can exercise in the morning than any other time of the day, because it's so easy to push it off. Like last Friday, I was going to go for a run, and I ended up just pushing it off, and eventually I just didn't do it. And that's what I oftentimes will do. I was talking with the other reason why I was kind of talking about this is I was talking with one of my guests that'll be coming on soon. And, you know, he mentioned, or we were talking about putting things off, because it's so easy to go, oh, I'll just do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. You've got to figure out, you know, when the best time, when the best day is to start something. And if you can actually start it and do it and be consistent about it, that's when you're going to have success at it, versus it's so easy to just say, I'll do it tomorrow. And, you know, I'll just down that soda today, but I'm going to stop doing that. I'm not going to do it, you know, tomorrow and then beyond. Well, yep. Guess what happens? You know, tomorrow comes and you're going to not drink that soda tomorrow, and then tomorrow, and then tomorrow.
You know, that's kind of funny. I went to church this past Sunday, and the sermon was on procrastination. So mm-hmm. He's talking all about, oh, I'll do it next Thursday, or when the first of the year comes around, then I'll get to it, you know. So yeah. That's a big hurdle for everybody here. So,
and it's so easy. You know, things are easy, right? It's easy to, we're busy. We're very busy. And so it's easy to go, well, I can't spend a half an hour exercising. Like, I don't have time for that. But here's the truth of it is that you're actually spending that half an hour exercising is going to make you more productive the entire day. And then instead of eating or drinking that pop that gives you that quick jolt, or that drinking that coffee or whatever that gives you that quick jolt, instead of doing that, if you drink that water and eat healthy, you're going to actually have more energy the entire day. Maybe not that second, but you're going to have more energy that entire day. So I can notice there's a big difference in my day when I eat a lot of sugar versus not eat a lot of sugar. There's a very big notice or difference, especially towards the end of the day. I very much notice, like, at the end of the day, if I've had a lot of sugar, I'm like, you know, my eyes are heavy. I'm tired and I'm not very productive and I can't concentrate. But when I cut that completely out and don't have it, especially for several days, I'm just way more alert. I'm way less tired. And I got to get back on that train. For me, it's like, if I have that, you know, ice cream or whatever, call it whatever you want to say. But if I have that junk food, the earlier I have it in the day, the more I eat during that entire day. And so for me, it's like, you got to push it to the side.
Yeah. And so just briefly about my situation, you know, I never was into sports too much. I never was into exercising. I never was into running. I was in track for like one season and I just couldn't stand it. but for the first part of my life here, I've just had a great metabolism. So kind of like you, I could eat most of what I wanted. You know, it wasn't crazy, just junk food, but, you know, could down several pieces of pizza or whatever it was and just eat whatever is in front of me. And up until I was about 30, it didn't really affect me. So now I'm 33 and, you know, I'm starting to notice it. My body's breaking down a bit.
Yeah. And wait till you're 43. I mean, it's going to be even worse.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about this more. I was just last night, I was looking at gym memberships and saying, wow, I wonder which gym would be the most convenient to me and which is going to be most affordable. And just kind of thinking through it, but it's difficult to fit everything in. I know, at least during the school year, I take my kids to school and then right from there, I go to the office and then I work long hours and then get home, try to spend time with the kids and then crash and then do it all over again. So fitting in, preparing healthy meals and finding time to exercise is difficult. So I haven't quite figured it all out yet. But
here's the thing. And again, I'm not preaching because I'm not very good at it. And so it's a challenge for me. But there's several things that with what you said that is really, it's wrong. Your mind, your train of thought is wrong. And again, my train of thought does the same thing oftentimes as what you just said. But first of all, like I already said, you're going to be more productive if you exercise and eat healthy. So by taking that, let's just call it a half an hour exercise and another 15 minutes of making sure that you're eating healthy. So 45 minutes, let's just call it an hour. Okay. By taking that extra hour of your day, you're going to be more productive throughout every single day. And you're going to make less mistakes and you're going to just have a lot more energy to give. There's your extra hour. And now it might not be an extra hour of work time, but it's extra hour of productivity. And even if you can say, well, probably not an extra hour. Okay. Then maybe not an extra hour, but your quality of work and your overall happiness, which is kind of what we're doing everything for anyway, is going to be better. So that's number one. Number two is you've got kids, right? And who are they looking to as a model? Mom and dad. And if mom and dad are sitting on the couch, eating chips and Slurpees, what are they going to be doing? The same thing. You know, but if mom and dad are healthy, if they see mom and dad exercising, if they see mom and dad eating right, they're going to be a lot better off as they become adults to eating healthy and doing all that kind of stuff. So I think that's the other thing is you're modeling to your kids. And then the last thing, and this has to do with your kids again, is when my kids are 15 to 20 years old, they're going to be able to do a lot of things, or even younger than 15, but they're going to be able to do a lot of things that I should be able to do, like go mountain climbing or go whatever, skydiving or whatever it is. And if I can't do it because I'm either too heavy or I'm just too out of shape or my body is broken down because I haven't been healthy, it's going to be a shame, right? Because I want to spend that quality time with my kids. And then eventually, potentially even grandkids, I want to be able to spend quality. I watch my parents, and not saying they've been like complete models of health, but they're very healthy and they do eat pretty well and exercise. And I watch them play with like my kids, and my parents are in their 70s and they're bouncing around. They're throwing my kids around and like, that's what I want to do. And I don't want to be that, you know, overweight or just unhealthy person that hasn't treated myself right.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely. I mean, it's really helpful to think like that, to think about the years that we have ahead of us. In this day and age, we could be living till 70, 80, 90, 100 plus.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, And what we're doing now can affect the quality of that.
Yes. So. And what we did in the past is the past. You know what? A lot of us, when we were 20 and whatever, did a lot of things to our body that maybe wasn't the right thing to do, but that's the past. And now take a hold of the present and, you know, change it.
Yeah.
And same thing with your mind. I think reading every day. I try to make sure I read every day. I think that's really important, just to expand your mind. Not only you're learning things, but just reading in general is going to be, you know, good for your mind. It's an exercise for your brain. And then shutting down the cell phone and, you know, that technology every once in a while too is, I think, really helpful. I found myself even camping, like trying to check my phone. I got a lot going on right now. And it's like, God, put the stupid thing away. Nobody needs to get a hold of you this second. It's not that urgent, you know? So it's sometimes we just got to unplug and think about building our mind versus always doing.
Yeah. You know, and I take this as an excuse, if you will, but I feel that in my industry, which is very service oriented, and I have to be promptly responding to leads, promptly responding to clients. And then also, like, when I put advertisements out there, I want to be checking to see, is there getting a response? Mm-hmm. And just, again, responding to those leads. So yeah, I've been just telling myself, I'm recognizing that I'm kind of addicted to this phone, you know, checking for the notifications and all that.
And you are kind of right. I mean, right, you're in the service industry, so you have to, if a lead comes in and you don't respond to it fairly quickly, you're going to lose that lead. It's just how it is. But as soon as you possibly can, you know, I think getting a VA or getting somebody that can help you with that definitely is a good thing, because you shouldn't be wasting all your time, you know, checking all that and making sure you get back to. So as soon as you possibly can, I think having that person in place to do that for you would be valuable. But then, you know, as far as like checking and making sure that you're getting the leads are actually getting traction, is that important? Yeah. But how often are we doing it? I think that's the key. Like, instead of doing it once a day or twice a day or whatever you're doing it, maybe we only need to do it once every week, or maybe it's even once every 3 weeks or something like that. So it's, you know, when I started this podcast, I found myself checking and seeing how many listens I would have in a day. And then I'd check it like several times a day. It's like, what's it matter? Like, it doesn't matter. Now I rarely even check it, because it's just a waste of time otherwise. And then, you know, like, oh shoot, you know, I only have this many listens and I should be on track for, you know, another 50 listens, and what am I wasting my time for? It doesn't make any sense. Sometimes we got to just go, it's not worth my time. I could be doing something else more productive, like working on my health or working on my mental well-being.
Yep. It's a constant struggle and mind game to just get yourself the right perspective in so many different things here.
Technology is a beautiful thing, but it can be a problem too, if we let it run us.
So what are some tactics and strategies that you have found so far that's maybe working for you in some regard?
Yeah. So for me, it's scheduling time to exercise and making sure it's on my calendar. Cause if it's not on my calendar, it's really easy to forget. So for me, there's two times I can exercise that I know, at least I have a good chance of doing. First of all, it's in the morning. Right away, one of the first things I do has to be to exercise. If I can't make it work in the morning, which oftentimes I can't, then the next option is right around lunchtime. I got to pick a time and do it. Make a break in my schedule. And I actually like the lunchtime as well. I like the morning the most because then I feel like I'm energized the entire day. But I do like the lunchtime because it breaks my day up. You know, I'm working hard. By the time I get to that run or whatever it is, I've already kind of worked quite a bit and I just need that reset. And I go for a run and then I'm ready to roll the rest of the day through the entire day. So I don't mind that as well. But there's, for me, it's scheduling. It's getting on the schedule. That's the most important part. As far as the health goes, the most important part is exercising. If I don't exercise, I eat poorly. And so it goes back to the exercise. Got to get it on my schedule, because otherwise I'm just going to eat poorly. As far as the mental, I have in my schedule every day, it's to read in the morning. And I got to get out of bed. And so that's the number one thing, is I got to make sure I get out of bed early enough to where I can get it into my schedule to read, because if I don't, then I do the same thing. I get my kids going in the morning. So if I don't, then I get my kids going and I haven't read, I haven't exercised, and all of a sudden the day is, you know, full gear and full steam ahead. So I think so the biggest thing, John, would be to get it scheduled. And then keep on reminding yourself how important it is.
Yeah.
If you want to try to eat healthy, like if you have a sugar addiction, and you want to try to eat healthy, there is a Netflix. I wish I would have written down the name. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Isn't it just called Sugar? Or I don't know.
Yeah, if you just type in sugar or something like that, you'll find it. Yeah, you might get a couple of naughty movies too. I don't know. That sounds like something that would be inappropriate. But if you type in like the effects of sugar or something like that, I'm sure you'll get it. Once I watched that, I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta stop. But then, you know, a few weeks later, I eat a piece of candy and I'm like, back on to sugar. Here we go. Can't hurt me now. So, but yeah, just knowing what it is, and we all know it's not good for us, but once you hear it in like a context like that with all the research, you're like, gee whiz, it is damaging. Like it can be really damaging to our bodies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do that. Maybe we should find it and link it in the show notes so everybody can watch it together. Well, cool. I think that's about it. Unless you got anything else you want to add, what, like anything that maybe you do or you've been thinking of that could help.
Well, you know, a couple of things I've mentioned before. I just know that for my energy to be the best, I need a good 8 hours of sleep. You know, occasionally I'll do shorter amounts of sleep at night, but I really feel the effect of that if I push my boundaries too much. So it's really important for me to go to bed on time. Also, I do drink pop occasionally, but most often I just have water. Yeah. That's all we have pretty much in our house. We don't buy juice. We do buy milk for cereal and whatnot, but yeah, we don't have juice or pop in the house. We just have on the tabletop or the countertop, we have a water dispenser so our kids can go up there and get water whenever. And I think that's really important. So just stay hydrated and with some clean liquids there. So
yeah, no, I think that's great. Drinking your fair share of water and more than that actually curbs your hunger as well.
Right. Yep.
So at least that's what I've read.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's all good too. Well, awesome. I think that's about it. I just kind of wanted to talk about that because A, I struggle with it. And B, I really think it's important for us. We're always, you know, on this show, we're talking about building wealth, and without health, wealth means nothing. Right. And so to me, that's extremely important to make sure you're healthy as well. It doesn't make any sense to create huge amounts of wealth or a legacy or anything like that if you're not around for it, or if you can't enjoy it, if you're just, you know, stuck in bed or whatever. Doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
Well, cool. That's it. How do people get in touch with us?
Yeah, just go ahead and type in our name, Pillars of Wealth Creation, to your favorite platform, Facebook, YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud. And that's where we're at. We are very excited when we can hear from you, our listeners and viewers. So just give us a comment or a rating and review. A 5-star would be best, you know. But however you think this is. And we love your feedback, so be sure to provide it there. So.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, appreciate all the listeners listening, and we'll catch you next week. Have a great week, John, and make every day Saturday, man.
You too.
Are you ready to start investing in real estate today but don't know where to start? Sometimes investing can seem way too complicated, but it actually couldn't be any easier than with homeinvest.com. You know the co-founder and my friend Nate Armstrong. He appeared on episode 20, and if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, episode number 20. Home Invest is a company that allows you to invest in turnkey real estate. Their goal is to build powerful investment tools that make real estate investing accessible to everyone. They have contractors and property managers available for you with the click of your mouse. While other real estate agents can only offer a property, Home Invest brings you a full turnkey package that allows you to diversify your investments, earn passive income, and start building equity in properties. Their simple, intuitive design allows newcomers and experienced investors alike to hit the ground running and to be able to choose the properties when they want and where they want. View easy-to-understand charts and data to allow you to buy in only a few clicks or just a simple phone call. With Home Invest, you'll be building your portfolio as quickly or as slowly as you would like. And right now, Home Invest is giving our listeners, Pillar of Wealth Creation listeners, a free course on how to finally win in real estate investing. So go to homeinvest.com/pillars. That's homeinvest.com/pillars to claim your free course today.